This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Grant McCauley's here, and Grant, let's start with the bad news before we get to this series with the Red Sox. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Live in Kennesaw, guys, at Twin Peaks. So we got the results on A.J. Smith-Sharver. Give us what you've heard and what the prognosis is moving forward.
Yeah, we just got done talking to Braves manager Brian Snitker, who revealed the results for A.J. Smith-Sharver's testing, which showed a partial tear in his UCL. So they're going to, I think, go through the process of deciding if it's Tommy John surgery, if it's perhaps a UCL bracing procedure, which is what Spencer Strider had last year. I don't really believe that there's a lot of gray area beyond that. They could try rest and rehab and do some of those other things, but more times than not, that really doesn't seem to do anything but set the pitcher back on that road. So they'll make that decision, I'm sure, in the not-too-distant future, but each of those carries a one-plus year time frame of recovery. If it's Tommy John, probably 14 to 16 months. If it's the UCL brace procedure, maybe you get back in a year. But either way, it's just the latest blow for a Braves team that has certainly felt a few of those, both in the rotation and in the lineup, and dating back to about a year, maybe 14 months now, of a lot of unfun things, and this is just the latest in a long line of those.
Grant, before we get to, you know, where we go from here, I know you've talked about this before on the podcast. Is this a combination of things? Because I said on Twitter initially, I said, you know, it seems like the Braves' young pitchers can never seem to stay healthy. And a lot of guys corrected me and said, no, it's basically a pandemic in Major League Baseball. Is it over-specialization from, like, youth to high school, travel teams, guys trying to hit 90, splitters? Some guys, the extra innings in college were all the above. I mean, when we were kids, Carl, it was four-man rotations, and guys had 15 to 20 complete games a year.
Yeah, it was definitely it's a combination of things. I mean, it's guys are throwing harder than ever now. So where does that come from? How does that happen? I think that, you know, the over-specialization is part of it. The focus on velocity, which is overtaking the game. I know you've talked a lot about velocities this week, certainly. And that's just half of the equation, is that, hey, guys throw hard now. So you've got to be able to battle through that if you're the guys opposing them. And why not, in terms of, you know, trying to be exactly what the big league teams are looking for? I had a long talk last year with Charlie Morton about this whole phenomenon, and particularly because Jesse Chavez was having success at the big league level, and he doesn't throw hard. But, you know, so many guys are pretty much told, if you want to get to the big leagues, start throwing this way, this fastball, and throw this breaking ball, and you can be there in a year, year and a half. That's your time frame. Or you can try to throw 92, 93, and you can keep the other couple of pitches that you like, but you may never get there. And I think that part of the specialization of how they're developed, in addition to not throwing enough innings to really turn into what we would traditionally look at as a major league starter capable of throwing 200-plus innings, It all adds up to the what we're seeing, as you said, the pandemic of elbow injuries in this game and the Tommy John surgery, which has been, I think, at the forefront of injuries for pitchers for going on, 20 or more years now in terms of just the pure numbers of it. It's definitely alarming, and it certainly got the attention of the industry. What they do to change that, though, I think is a question that nobody has the answer to.
Grant McCauley joining us, guys. Braves start a series tonight with the Red Sox at home at Truist Park. Does this, in your mind, change the approach of what we may or may not do at the trade deadline? Grant, I know we're a couple of months away, but you look at this staff, and it's like depleted, hurt, depleted, hurt. Do you think it changes AA's approach?
Certainly. It's got to put more urgency on it, doesn't it? Because,
it does.
As they said, and I mean, Alex Anthopoulos was on the station a week ago saying that, hey, it was tough sending Bryce Elder down, but we know we're going to see him again because you never make it through the season with five starters. Now, he wasn't saying that to be prescient about what was going to happen a week or 10 days later, but nonetheless, we see this, and we see this every year when they use 12 or 13 pitchers to make it through a season, and it's not just the Braves. It's all 30 clubs that have to find that quality depth. So, yeah, long story short, trade deadline, I think pitching both in the rotation and bullpen are going to be top priorities. Can you do some other stuff to maybe help yourself out offensively? Sure, but if I got a shopping list and I'm Alex Anthopoulos, which I'm not, and I don't, I do think that that would be what he's aiming for, but it's hard to do anything until some clubs start to fall back and really decide they're going to trade, and that typically doesn't happen until after the All-Star break.
You know, it's funny, Grant. Last game I went to down on the road was Bryce Elder down in Tampa the year he was the All-Star, and that's when the wheels kind of fell off in the second half. But he's been really good. They had a four-game win streak with his starts. He's going into the sixth inning. And I know you spoke – real quick, you mentioned this a few weeks ago when he went down, but he's got a good headspace on this, and you think he'll be okay second time call-up?
Yeah, I think he will. I mean, that's not going to guarantee, you know, past performance is not a guarantee of future results. It's a disclaimer I hear on a lot of different things. But, yeah, I think that he's managed to find his way through chasing results is kind of how he described it. I was chasing the results of the first half of 2023, and I couldn't find them. So he put that aside and said, okay, instead of thinking about the results, let me enhance and refine my process. And I think by that, he's been able to find some success this year. Quality starts are what the Braves are looking for. He's given them some of those, and they're going to need some more. It sounds like he will get the ball on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Grant McCauley, guys, with us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. A lot of folks already heading on down to the ballpark, obviously, because it's hopefully going to be – I'm looking at sunshine, Grant. Great weather. We need some sunshine. The Red Sox are under 500. They've kind of had their own little dramas with Devers and everything else, but can the Braves – and we saw what we were capable of doing against them up there at Fenway. is this a series where we can bounce back and get that momentum we had when we were over 500?
Yeah, certainly hope so. I mean, last time these two teams met, it felt like the Braves were heading in the right direction, to your point, and then they go to Washington and kind of fall flat there, and then obviously we saw what happened in Philadelphia, which, you know, I mean, the story of the Braves season has been a hit here or a hit there, a couple of more runs in the series, and maybe you're talking about taking 2 out of 3 or sweeping the thing, for that matter, but that's just kind of been where they found themselves. So this is a club that comes in on a losing streak that is trying to, I think, right itself in a lot of ways. There's some expectations on that team after signing Alex Bregman, who's now hurt, and going out and trading for Garrett Crochet. They don't have a first baseman, and I think we've covered that and how Rafael Devers will not be that guy. It doesn't sound like Roman Anthony, the top prospect in baseball, is going to be that guy either, but they do have some youth that has infused, I think, that lineup, and they just got to sort it out. It's a long season, so tough division. They've got to get to the business of winning about as urgently as the Braves do if they want to be a factor going through the year and obviously getting to October.
Do you think Riley has hit his stride? He had 4 RBI last night, 3 runs, 2 hits. He walked twice. He just had a really good night. But it feels like he's come on. Do you think he's hit his stride yet, or is he still not quite there?
No, I don't think he's quite there. And I actually caught up with Austin Riley a few minutes ago, and he was kind of talking, and he talked to all the reporters about just not feeling like the damage was there. You look at the stats from the outside, and, yeah, maybe it's kind of close to where he wants to be, but he kind of said it himself. Like, it's a lot of singles in there, just not really doing the damage that he wants to do. Now, obviously, a 4 RBI day, hitting a home run, which has been a little fewer and further between lately for him, those are good signs to see. So maybe it's the start of something. And, you know, we've talked about this before. It may not have been the case in 2024, but the Braves' June boom was a real thing, and they could certainly use that as they turn the calendar here this weekend.
I know we've talked a lot about the roster, so presuming – you need some pitching. You need some bullpen help. Iglesias, you hope Iglesias finds some equilibrium.
Yeah.
Because he's been sketchy as heck. It's a hell of a shopping list. It's a lot of stuff. And we were talking about this. I know, loaded question. You have any expectations for Profar? Can Profar help? And then ironically, if he does help, won't be available for the postseason.
Well, that's the flip side of the coin, right? I mean, you hope that he can. They obviously signed him to a multi-year deal, so it's not just a matter of, okay, we'll figure out the final 3 months and be done with this. Now it's a kind of a longer-term, you know, issue. But he's not walking through the door anytime soon, and that could be a factor, I guess, in how you shop for some of your other needs. But, you know, ultimately, you said it. It's the pitching. You need to see more out of Iglesias. He needs to get himself right. Clearly, the outing in Philly didn't really add to the confidence level there. He did, I believe, keep the ball in the park just about, so that's a plus. But, yeah, he's still got a ways to go, I think, to get back to where he is. And then once you have that, you know, you kind of have to look at the other pieces and say, all right, what are they doing? Because Deisbel Hernandez, whose numbers looked great on the outside, you start to kind of pick it apart. You were wondering when are these walks going to start to be an issue for him. His strikeout rate's pretty low, and we saw those exact things become an issue in Philly. Doesn't mean you move away from him completely, but it's kind of an imperfect world in that Braves bullpen, different than it's been, I think, in past years. Certainly doesn't feel like the night shift of 2021, and you're missing Joe Jimenez. You're, I think, missing AJ Minter, who I know is out for the season as well with New York, but you don't have those kind of arms out there to call upon. Tyler Matzek, when he was at his peak as well, you know, these are the kind of guys that you find in some cases they aren't highly sought after. Matzek was pulled off the scrap heap. Is there a guy like that out there that the Braves could hit on? They're certainly hoping so.
When it rains, it pours, because, you know, we've seen Austin Riley struggle defensively. And then I saw the memes, the guys are popping off about, you know, struggling up there in Philadelphia. I don't want to put this all on Riley's shoulders, but sometimes it's cool to have somebody like Ron Washington, because we've seen when other infielders or outfielders, for that matter, were struggling, Grant, that's when Wash would be in there working with these guys and get them through the rough patches.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll tell you this. It's not for lack of work. I mean, it's not like Ron Washington left and then the regimen disappeared entirely. I mean, they still go out and
so
do their game work.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Greg. So who does
that? No, that's
that
okay. No, that guy is Matt Tuiasosopo. He's the one who inherited it, and I'll tell you, and you know this, big shoes. And he's not the same, you know, gregarious personality that Ron Washington is. I mean, not very many people are. But that's his job, and that's what he's out there doing. It started, you know, day one of spring training and continues through this day. So sometimes it's not the work. Sometimes it is your bad luck that just goes against you. Sometimes it's just your mistakes, and it's a humbling game. And I know Austin Riley said that earlier today as well. This is a very difficult game, and when you're going through it, trust me, they know it. They're very aware of it, and the work is happening. The results are what everybody wants to see, though.
All right, Grant. Should be an interesting, fun series against the Red Sox over the weekend. Unfortunate news about A.J. Smith-Shawver, but we got to keep moving, and hopefully he gets a good diagnosis as far as the recovery and all that stuff. We will see how this weekend goes, and we will talk to you on Monday. When are you on this weekend, by the way?
Yep, I'll be on Sunday from 5 to 7. I'll have Rich Waltz on. He is doing the Apple TV broadcast tonight for the Braves and the Red Sox. We got to talk about a lot of great stuff, so I'm excited to share that conversation. Of course, we'll discuss in detail what's going on with A.J. Smith-Shawver, what the Braves are trying to do with their rotation moving forward, and a host of other things. It's From the Diamond here on 92.9 The Game, 5 to 7 on Sunday. It's available wherever you get your podcasts and on the Odyssey app.
Good stuff, Grant. We'll talk soon. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Unfortunate, man. Guys, I'm looking at the responses across the board on social media and everybody. All Braves fans. Braves country's like, damn. You know, it sucks. Because it's just another gut punch, man, with A.J. Smith-Shawver. And again,
right.
He was pitching well. He was helping us, guys. He looked like he might have one of his best seasons.
For a minute there, he was looking better than Schwarber. You know, let's be honest. We saw some bumps in the road with both Chris Sale and Schwellenbach to start the season. A couple guys hit us up during the commercial break. We were talking about this. And a lot of guys on the text line, guys are youth coaches and just saying it's all velocity. And they agree. John Smoltz always comes on the show and says, let your kid play some football. Let your kid play basketball, right? Play multiple sports. Everybody's got chasing this dream. But this is an epidemic now in baseball because everybody's got to top off at 95 to get to the show.
All right, guys, coming up, we got more to dive into. Our strong arm story of the day is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.